The Senate today also created a dedicated funding stream for high school vocational education programs to train students for jobs that might be available when they graduate. Fairbanks Democrat Joe Thomas says the bill provides a $38 million increase to be shared among local schools to boost the base student allocation. More than $11 million of that money will go to vocational education programs. Thomas says he's learned that in some school districts, vocational education programs have to compete with other programs for enough money to keep them going. He says they're usually classified with special education, bilingual students, and gifted students.
Legal mandates require districts to offer certain special education programs, and often those required programs take a huge amount of the money, leaving little time and money left over for vocational education. We see this in many schools as they've closed down and shut their programs off, and we're missing greatly in that. We also know that the vocational and technical education aspects keep a lot of kids in school rather than them deciding that at the age of 16 or so they can simply quit school and go out and find a job.
The bill next goes to the House for consideration.